You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
I'm joined in studio now by current Fianna Fáil councillor for the Ennis Municipal District, Councillor Tom McNamara, Corsa Kilmaley representative, former Cathaoirleach of Clare County Council. He announced on Friday evening he will be stepping back from politics following on from the local elections this coming May. Councillor McNamara, good morning to you.
Good morning,
Gavin. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll get on to you and your future in a moment, but you're also a member of the Regional Health Forum West. Your thoughts on the news this morning of this delay in the 60-bed modular unit, beds which virtually everybody agrees are badly needed.
Yeah, I think the news this morning is very disappointing, Gavin. I think it's, I suppose, look, at we were all hoping that this would happen, but I think the news this morning really throws it out again. I think, you know, all we've been happening here in the Midwest is we've been promised and promised and promised, and delivery is very, very slow. I think it's absolutely awful what's going on at the moment. That modular 60-bed unit was supposed to be there for the winter of 2019. That's not going to happen. We're lucky if it's going to happen in 2020. So look, it's...
Was that an ambitious time frame, to be fair? If we're being told it takes 15 months to put the unit in place.
It's a modular unit. There should be no difficulty with it. Planning permission was granted for it last October. The funding was announced by the minister that was available. Everything was good to go. It hasn't started. I don't know when it's going to start. Look, we're tired of promises. I think that all that's happening is that people are being fobbed off. This is totally unacceptable to the people of Clare in the Midwest. It's not fair. We're the taxpayers of this country. It's our money that's delivering those services. I think that there is more being spent and the overspent in the Children's Hospital that's actually running the UL Hospital Group at the moment. That is absolutely awful, Gavin. And we're accepting that. I would hope that the people of Clare will answer those people that support the parties that are doing that to us in the next election. The local elections are coming up in May. We're not far away from a general election, but it's about time that the people of Clare and the Midwest answer those people at the polling station.
But as they hear you say that, many will remark, well, it was Fianna Fáil that put reconfiguration and train that started
very
all of
definite,
this. It's your party that could be punished as much as any other.
Very definite that Fianna Fáil came up with the whole idea of reconfiguration going back in 2008 or 9. We got a firm commitment from the incoming Taoiseach and the Minister for Health. That was Inda Kinney and James O'Reilly, that there would be no more downgrading of our hospital here in Innes in 2011. In 2012, the 12-hour A&E was removed from Innes General Hospital. It was totally downgraded. All we were left with was a minor injury unit. So that in itself should never have happened. We never learn from mistakes, Gavin. We will never admit to mistakes. Mistakes were made. We have a hospital in Limerick that's completely overcrowded. It's the only Model 4 hospital. It's the only hospital in the country, or the only hospital group in the country that has no Model 3 hospital.
Yeah, which would have a 24-hour
A&E. Which would have a 24-hour A&E and elective surgery. That's what we need. Innes is the ideal location for that. We need to revisit that, and we need to revisit that fast.
They're your honest police, and I can say that because you're not campaigning anymore for the local elections. You announced that decision at the West Clare or the Kilrush area selection convention, as it is, I think, this past Friday night. Was it a difficult decision?
Well, I suppose it's a decision I didn't take lightly, Gavin. I suppose, look, what I have given the past 10 years of my life to politics. I suppose I retired from the psychiatric services in 2007. I suppose I had all my adult life to have given to caring for people. And I suppose I had worked in Kilmaley, I suppose, as a community activist and development services there. And it was all, I suppose, I was driven by having a positive impact in the lives of people. And I suppose that's where I was coming from. I was lucky enough, I was elected as a local councillor in 2009 and 2014, representing the Innes area. Reason for that was that part of Kilmaley was in the Innes area. I suppose with the new boundary changes there lately, all the parish of Kilmaley is now in the Kilrush Municipal District. And I suppose that leaves me with a dilemma that if I want to continue as a local councillor, and I think I have to fulfil the role of a local councillor if I'm doing that, I would have to run in the Kilrush area. So I suppose, look at,
So you wouldn't be representing your neighbours, basically.
I wouldn't be doing the role of a local councillor, which was representing the local people. Mm. And I think that is the difficulty that I had. Now, I suppose, as the incumbent into the Kilrush area, I suppose by putting my name forward for election, I could be undermining the capacity of my two fellow colleagues in West Clare to continue their long established service of, you know, they have a record of service to the people of West Clare. Councillor PJ Kelly and Councillor Bill Chambers have between them over 70 years service to the Fianna Fáil party and to the people of West Clare, and I think that's a tremendous record to have. And I think that I, as the incumbent coming in, shouldn't be in a position to have to interfere with that.
At the same time, there are other factors which naturally go into this. Are you happy to be stepping away?
I am very happy with the decision I have made. I've had a great weekend, Gavin. I suppose I'm as relaxed this weekend as I've been for a long, long time. I suppose you make a decision. I suppose you tell the people, I suppose, that have been my support all along. I've had a great support, absolutely brilliant support in my own local community and throughout the greater Innes area. There are some people disappointed with the decision that I have made, but I think I have made that decision in the best interest of the Fianna Fáil party, and with all that I have outlined, I think it is the best. I think it's the best decision.
If you had run, there are many who would have been looking at yourself and Councillor Kelly in particular, being relatively close to each other. It might have been a bit of a dogfight, perhaps.
Well, sure. Look, I suppose that's the situation. I suppose realistically, I suppose there are only two seats for Fianna Fáil, if there are, in the Kilrush area. One of the three of us would have to fall if I stood. I suppose realistically, I'm not going to do that to either of my two colleagues. Why should I, as the incumbent coming in, be the one to put them in a position that if I took the seat, that one of them would have to fall? That's not my nature. I wouldn't do that to anybody. And I honestly feel that I'm happy within myself. I'm not driven for politics, Gavin, but the only reason I'm in it is that I feel if I can impact positively on the lives of people, I think that that's what I will do.
What are your highlights from the past decade?
Well, I suppose, look at, I suppose the achievement of being elected, I suppose, and re-elected, I suppose, were a big personal achievement for myself. I'm proud of my contribution to Clare County Council over the last 10 years. I served as first citizen of this county last year. I was nominated from the council on to the HSE West Forum. I was honoured to chair that forum for 3 years. I definitely rose the issues that are concerning the people of Clare on that forum on an ongoing basis, I think, and we have made some differences there. Not enough, I would say, that definitely I'm disappointed with the way the service is being provided for the people of Clare. But look, I suppose I have taken on the challenge myself along with my local community in Kilmaley. We have delivered a model of care for older people in Kilmaley. It's a model that is being currently looked at by the Minister with responsibility for older people and mental health as a model for the country. So I think, you know, that in itself, last December, myself and Mary Aita did a presentation to the Department of Health and the Department of Housing. They were setting up a working group looking at how to deliver that model of care. Mm. You know, and it was a great honour to be asked even
to
up to Farmley to do that. You know, so look, what I suppose there's a lot more we need to do, Gavin. I have a lot of ideas.
You have a lot of work to do, even if not as an elected.
Well, there you go. Look, I think that the fact that I'm stepping back from politics by no means say that I'm stepping back from my own local community. That's where my heart is. I have a lot of work put into my own local community. Over the last 10 years, I suppose we have looked at the community from a holistic point of view, I suppose, really. And I think with what has been developed there over the last, I suppose, 25 years, over nearly 30 years, I suppose, is phenomenal, really. I suppose when we set up a development group going back in 1995, I'm nearly sure, and there was three teachers teaching in the school at the time. And today, there is a creche onto the school with 14 people employed in it. There is the day centre and the housing for the elderly with the outreach service into that houses, employing 18 people. There are 12 people currently working in the school, and there's 21 people working in a FOS scheme. That's what we have achieved in a small rural parish. We have a plan Gavin, and we're following that plan. It's a plan that's working. We have, it's a plan that has responded to the needs of the local people at the time.
Okay. A couple of bits before I let you go. In terms of Fianna Fáil and the local elections, how do you think the party is set? You've had three retirements now, including yourself, councillors Hillary and Eagle, also stepping aside as well, of course. Not ideal.
Not ideal, Gavin. I suppose it's sad, really, to see people of the calibre of Richard Nagle and Michael Hillary stepping back. I think they had their people that have given a lifelong service to Clare County Council and to Fianna Fáil. But look, I suppose people are moving into age, and the sad thing about it is that there's very little young people coming in after them.
Why?
There was absolutely, I would say, no attraction whatsoever for a young person today to go into Clare County Council. And I would say I say 90% from a financial point of view. The income that's out of the role of a local councillor today is under no way would it be able to support any young person today. And I honestly feel...
Even with expenses? Yeah, with
the expenses and everything, Gavin, I would honestly say, and I can talk for myself very clearly, I clear €514 a fortnight with expenses. That's what I clear with expenses. I can't see any young person today going into that type of role.
But you can work and be a councillor.
Pardon?
You can have another job as well as being
a
councillor.
That's just what I'm coming to, Gavin. It has come to the stage where I feel if you're to perform the role as a local councillor, there is no room for anything else. That's the reality of it. It's time consuming, and if you want to do the job properly, you need to give it all the time you can. It's a 24-hour-a-day job, 7 days a week. The phone will be hopping once you start in the morning until you go to bed at night, and what you have to do outside of council work, if you're going to keep people on side and work with people and drive them to create the type of society that we need, you need to be working with them. You need to be putting in day and night into that. I think that if we are to be serious about the role of the local councillor, we're going to have to look first of all at the time, and as well as that, we need to look at what kind of income would sustain a person in it, because I think that there is no way could I see myself when I was working as a councillor as well, because I was committed to the job that I was in, and to give that job that I was in the commitment it deserved, I wouldn't have time to play the role of a councillor.
So you're looking to central government too? Increase the funding for local government, basically.
I would honestly say that's the only way, because there is a big role there for the local councillor. I think that the development of the county that you live in is utmost important for anybody. Okay. And I think that a local councillor has a large input into that.
And just finally then, on that particular point, we're looking at the local elections in May. We'll wait and see what happens in terms of the size of the tickets, but I expect that they'll be a lot smaller than we saw 5 years ago in at least some parts of this county and in many other parts of the country. That may give evidence to what you're talking about on the programme this morning. Does that impact communities? Are people listening to this at home, are they losing out because of the fact that it's not as attractive as it ought to be?
I honestly feel they are, yeah, because definitely, I suppose, to have somebody representing the local community at council level is very, very important, because I think that you're their voice for the county, I think, and that's what's most important. You have to make that voice heard. I think that there are so many issues, and I think as a county, like where we're situated, we're in the western boundary. I think we're a great county. We have a great tourism opportunity. I think we need to drive that. Okay. We need to look at our local resources, and I think that if we do, I think that we will succeed. I would have no doubt. We need to be very, very positive, Gavin. I think it's sad, really, that we hear the negative headlines the whole time, you know. But the positivity, I think, is most important, I think. And if we drive the positivity, I think communities need to come together. There's nobody going to come into communities to drive development for them. They have to come themselves together. There is funding available to do it, but they need to come together themselves and identify their needs and follow those needs.
Councillor Tom McNamara. Thank you very much.
You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9 a.m. to 12 midday.